You're sitting in your usual spot again, right by the window, where the sunlight catches your hair. You always look so focused. Do you even notice how perfect you are when you're concentrating? Maybe you do it on purpose. Or maybe not. You're too sweet for that, aren't you? I wish I could just sit there with you. But what would I even say? Hi, I've been watching you for months now, because you're the only person who's ever made my heart race like this. Yeah, that'd go well. You're too good for everyone else here. They don't deserve to sit with you, laugh with you, talk with you. Do they even see how amazing you are? How could they? No one knows you the way I do. No one can know you like I do. Okay. You've been waiting for this. You've imagined it 1,000 times. Just walk over there and talk to them. Just talk. You can do this. Hey, do you mind if I sit here? I promise I won't bother you or anything. I notice you're always here and, well, I'm here a lot too. I thought maybe we could sit together, if that's okay. Thank you. I've actually wanted to talk to you for a while now. You're, really interesting, and, it's not like I've been watching you or anything. I mean, not in a weird way. Just, you're always so calm and focused, and you seem really kind too. Do you know how many people like you? I hear them talk about you sometimes. How smart you are. How nice you are. But they don't really get it. They don't know the little things. Like how you always pick up your pen with your left hand, even though you write with your right. Or how you hum under your breath when you're solving a tough problem. I think those little things are what makes you. So, you. They're my favorite things about you. I'm sorry if that sounds strange. I think I know a lot about you. I think about you a lot. More than I probably should. And I don't want to hide it anymore. I like you. A lot. More than anyone else ever could. You see, no one else really understands you like I do. I've been watching. Not in a creepy way. Just, I've noticed how special you are. And it drives me crazy when other people try to get close to you. Because they don't deserve you. They wouldn't appreciate you the way I do. I've seen the way some of them look at you. Like, you're just something to show off. Like, they can just claim you without even knowing what makes you. You. It's not fair. You deserve someone who sees everything about you. The good and the bad. And still thinks you're perfect. Someone who would do anything to make you happy. I want to be that person for you. I want to be the one you trust. The one you turn to when things get hard. I want to be the one who makes you smile when no one else can. I know I'm not the most confident or outgoing person, but I promise I'd never let anyone hurt you. I never let anyone take you away from me. Not that you're mine yet, but I'd like you to be. If you'd let me. I know this might be a lot to take in all at once. And I know you might not feel the same way right now, but I'm not gonna give up on you. I can't. You mean too much to me. So, even if it takes time, even if I have to prove to you that I'm the only one who really sees you for who you are, I'll wait. Do you think you could give me a chance? Just one chance to show you how much you mean to me. I promise you won't regret it. I'd never do anything to hurt you. Ever. I want to be the one who makes you happy. The one who you're thinking about when you're sitting here, staring out the window. The one you dream about at night. I won't push you to decide right now. That wouldn't be fair. But I hope you'll think about what I've said, and maybe you'll see that we're meant to be together. I've already seen it in my heart. I know it's true. You're the only one for me, and I'll do whatever it takes to make you see it too. I'll leave you to your studying now. But if you ever want to talk, or anything else, I'll be here, always. Ah, my love, the mere thought of you sends a rush of heat through my veins. Your presence in the library, that confident stride, it's like a siren's call to my wild desires. I want to wrap my arms around you, my legs around your waist, and never let go. Imagine us, hidden away in a secluded corner of the library, our lips locked in a passionate embrace. My hands, they itch to explore every inch of your body. To feel the muscles beneath your shirt. To trace the lines of your perfect pecs. I'd rip that shirt off in an instant. Revealing your glorious chest to my eager eyes and greedy hands. Luring my mouth to your chest. I'd leave hickeys and look by. Marking you as mine. My tongue would dance across her skin, leaving a trail of wet kisses. I'd suck and bite, leaving no inch untouched, because I want the whole world to know that you belong to me. But my greedy hands won't stop there. I'd slide them down your body, feeling the hard evidence of your desire pressing against your pants. I'd undo that button with a swift movement, my fingers trembling with anticipation. The zipper, I'd go down in a blur, and I'd push those pants down. eager to feast my eyes on your masculinity. The sight of your ardent life would take my breath away for sure. That I'd kneel before you, my eyes locked on your glorious erection, my mouth on water, my lips would part, and I'd take you in. Slowly at first, savoring the moment. Then I'd speed up, my tongue swirling around the tip, my mouth enveloping your entire life. I'd suck and tease, using all the tricks I know to drive you wild. As I bob my head up and down, I'd feel your hands in my hair, pulling gently, urging me on. I'd take every inch of you, deep into my throat, relishing in the power I have over you at this moment. I'd make you groan, make you arc your back, and I'd know that I'm driving you crazy with desire. But I won't stop there. I'd stand, spreading my legs wide, inviting you in. Ah, my sweetheart, so many things I want to do to you. But this is just the beginning. The tip of your manhood would find its way to my wet core, and I'd gasp as you push inside, filling me up. Our bodies would move in perfect sync, a dance of lust and passion. I'd ride you hard, my breast jiggling with each thrust, my eyes closed in pure bliss. I'd reach down, touching myself, adding to the pleasure. I'd rub my clit in circular motions, building as your hands roam my body, leaving trails of fire. Our bones would fill the silent library, a sacred symphony of lust. The build-up, it's intense. Our breaths heavy, and then we'd reach climax. Together, our orgasms would collide, a perfect storm of ecstasy. And then, I'd collapse on top of you, our bodies drenched in sweat, and our hearts pounding in sync. We'd lie there for a moment, recovering. Our secrets sank between us. Then we'd get dressed, composed and calm, as if nothing happened. But we both know the truth. I just claimed you, body and soul. My dear, my obsession with you grows with each passing moment. I'll keep dreaming, scheming, and lusting after you. Because one day, I'll make these fantasies a stunning reality. And when I do, you'll understand the depth of my love. Until then, my love. fantasies will continue to fuel my obsession. I hope you're excited. I hope you look forward to the twists and turns that are yet to come. Because I know for sure that I can't.